You are now tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Want to know more about the channel? Find us online at cjsf.ca.
Everywhere, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it, and you never bothered to buy two new ones, or is there a plan?
After 2 years, I mean, what's the point spending money and a lot of it? It's like 2 is enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
Garage band. Do you think you're still a garage band now?
No, definitely we've progressed to a basement band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got inside the house now.
We're inside the house now.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
I think that most music probably is, in a sense, or it's sort of an electronic thing or a mathematical thing, and that all exists in the molecular structure of the universe.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM. In the Windsor, Detroit area, I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined by Adam Pelche. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. And Adam, hello, welcome.
Hello, Dave, and hello, everyone who's tuning in. This is going to be a great episode of the show. We're going to be bringing you some music by Pressure Pin, Les Breastfeeders. We're going to be playing Fifth Column, celebrating 50 years of country life, a fantastic record by Roxy Music that's celebrating an anniversary today, as well as a lot more. Mm-hmm. We have a little bit of a surprise. Dave, just like, Agent Skulder, or Mulder, whatever his name was.
Skulder.
Mulder. You know, David Duchovny would say, we're not alone. We have some guests that will be joining us for
the
this episode.
The truth is out there.
And the truth is, we will have some people. They're not here yet, but they will be when we come back from our first set of music.
Should we say who?
No.
If you're on the internet, you might be able to know.
Maybe. Otherwise, let's leave people in a state of suspense. You have to stay tuned to figure out who it is. Two amazing people, two human beings that you may recognize from the show.
Two real people.
Two not AI individuals.
We can confirm that. But we
with a DNA test.
Well, we're going to do it live on air. But also, what I wanted to say was thank you.
I got my sample.
We can't talk about that. Thank you, everyone who did donate during Pledge Drive. Pledge Drive is still ongoing, so we have lots of great reasons to donate and support community radio like CJAM. You can give us a call, 519-971-3630, or 1-855-344-2526. You can also donate securely via cjam.ca. We have some new t-shirts and new merch available. So thanks if you've donated. And if you'd like to donate and haven't so far, feel free.
Yeah, there's a lot of merch that's being shown on the site right now, incentives for any sort of donations that you can make. So it is encouraged that you check it out. With that said, We encourage donations to keep the station going to maintain cost of operation, as well as being able to continue programming like Revolution Rock.
Right.
And what we're going to do is we're just going to start out with a solid block of some newer and favorite releases. Some of these were released this year, some a few years back, but we're going to go for kind of a scuzzier, I guess you could say faster set to begin with, and then we're going to peel down a little bit, take it down by the end.
So back in 2019, actually, over the last couple of years, we've spoken with King Khan several times, and we do want to thank King Khan for speaking with us. But around 2019, we spoke with him, and it was just about it was just before he was about to release this album by a band known as Louder Than Death. And Louder Than Death was just this scuzzy punk stuff, and it featured two members of the Kalamazoo, Michigan band, The Spits. And anyone who doesn't know The Spits, they've been around since the early 2000s. They had some music and some skateboarding-related things, and they just make this really scuzzy-as-hell punk music. So they're actually, Sean and Aaron of The Spits were in Louder Than Death. I don't believe they play anymore, but they put out an album called Stop und Fichtisch, which we can't say what it means in English on the radio. You can look it up if you'd like.
I'm sorry if you're German and you're listening to this, but yes, we can.
Maybe don't look it up.
No.
But this was, it was a series of some older songs that King Khan did with another musician many years ago that he re-recorded with this group. And it was a combination of members of The Spits and a few other bands that he's friends with. And they did a tour, a couple tours, and that's kind of it. Maybe they'll do something again in the future. We don't know. But we're going to start off with a song from this album from 2019. And then we're going to hear a pair of tracks from The Spits and much more. So stay tuned. You're listening to Revolution Rock. This is a song by Louder Than Death called Chief Sleeps in the Park.
Let's breathe, breathe, breathe. Believe me,
You're tuned into Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined by Adam, and also two other guest hosts we have in the studio. Hello, maybe you can introduce yourselves.
Oi, oi. It's Kieran Owen here, returning. This is my fifth appearance now, which I'm very privileged to say so.
You've been counting. Wow.
You're the third host now. You're just the third host. You're the third host of the show.
Well, I'm like the... What's the fifth Beatle? What's his name?
Pete Best.
No. The producer.
Oh, yeah.
George Martin. I'm like the George Martin.
You're George Martin.
George Epstein.
Brian.
But yeah, no, always a pleasure, never a chore. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining me. And we also have Nick of Radio Drill Time.
Yeah, it's me, your boy Nick from Radio Drill Time. Mondays at 5 to 6 p.m. Thanks for having us, guys. This is great. This has been kind of a long time in the making.
We've been talking about this for a while.
Right.
So.
No, it's good.
Our adventure, our like big destination now. This is our Avengers moment. We're all assembled. And actually, what's really cool is that...
Avengers.
Yeah, it's better because we're not owned by Disney. But
amen.
Pledge Drive still happening.
Well, I mean, it's true, so please donate. But this is an example of what's going to happen tonight. We're going to, like, amalgamate our sets. We're going to pick songs and kind of go on the fly. In fact, this set here was kind of a combination of some picks that you had, Nick, along with Dave, ending off there with a great track with some amazing guitar work, of course. Talk about it, but we all know it's Thin Lizzy. But talk about this album. Talk about this track.
Yeah, I love Thin Lizzy. I mean, I think... At least I'm from Detroit, and in the United States, I don't think they really got their due. Jailbreak was a big record, the title track, The Boys Are Back in Town. But other than that, I think they were extremely underrated. And the Bad Reputation album, fantastic record from those guys.
You're actually from Novi, mate, not Detroit. Don't worry.
Well, I know.
Get out.
Man, cutting me down.
Getting all spicy live on air here.
Well, I currently live in Detroit, but yeah. Anyway, so yeah, I played the song Southbound, which is one of my favorite songs off of that record. Fantastic track. And then somewhere in there, I also played The Hammer. By Motorhead, off of Ace of Spades, which is one of my favorite rock albums of all time.
In between that classic rock and heavy rock sandwich, we had two more modern punk bands. We had Roy Choate from Windsor with Contrition and Disclosure from 2018's Figures, and Visibly Choked from Montreal. When this EP came out in 2021, we did play a lot of it, and it's a great EP. I hope they do more. It was out on Mothland, and just self-titled. We heard Third Time's the Charm. Prior to that, we heard Motorhead, and then a pair of tracks from Kalamazoo, Michigan's The Spits.
More Michiganders here. Good.
We love Michigan.
Right. We're in good company. Mm-hmm.
So we heard a track from 2020's Six VI called Up All Night, and then something from 2012's Five Electric. Brain.
I'm impressed that you didn't say V right after five.
V.
In case people can't tell Roman numerals.
I can't. I had to look it up.
It's actually pronounced Vi.
Oh, Vi. Anyways, before that, we started off the show and the set with Louder Than Death, which is a band featuring members of The Spits and King Khan. We heard a track, Chief Sleeps in the Park, from 2019's Stop und Fick Dich. As mentioned, we can't say what that means on the radio.
Dirty mouth. You keep saying that on air.
Use your imagination.
But don't look it up. Anyways, that's how we started off the set. Are you aware of the scuzzy sounds of The Spits?
Yeah, definitely. I've seen The Spits once before.
How was that show?
It was great, yeah. I think it was 2018 at L Club.
Nice.
Something like that.
It's about the Spitfires, right? The hockey team?
Yeah. Michael. Yeah.
They're so scuzzy.
Did they score a point?
I have seen them as well, too.
Yeah?
They're equally fantastic. But they're great local hockey.
But they're not as scuzzy.
They're not. Either way, it's both, really great entertainment.
Yeah.
For the whole family.
Of course, always.
Absolutely.
Both the hockey team and the band, of course.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, especially Spitz's most popular song, which we can't talk about on air.
Right.
So anyways...
My grandma loves that song.
Nana just rocks out to it every night. Yeah. What? Why are you pointing at me? Oh, yes, actually. We have more music coming up next. Yes. So we're going to do another little bit of a collab. So this set's going to feature some newer compositions, some newer tracks that aren't actually dropping this week. They're not dropping till next week, but we're going to have to postpone playing them the debut week because next week, me and Dave are doing the first of our two-part Year in Review episode. So we're going to be counting down our favorite records, talking about our favorite releases.
Nothing
so
pick my favorite records?
Sorry, Dave. Darn.
Okay.
But with that said, we're going to play two records, songs from two records, I should say, that are coming out next week. Brand new material from Father John Misty and the debut record, solo record of Kim Deal from Breeders and from Pixies. This is really exciting. There's been three tracks I have dropped from this already, and each one sounds very unique, like they could come from completely different records. So I'm very excited to hear what the full length is going to be, but I'm really digging the song we're going to be playing for. Basically, acknowledging this album's release. It's called A Good Time Pushed. Also, though, we're doing a little bit of a collab because we're going to start off with a album that I think you said it is one of your albums of the year.
Yeah, I don't
even though it was released in 92.
I don't play by the rules because I discovered this album this year. I didn't know anything about it. But as far as I'm concerned, it's one of my albums of the year. it's Sugar with the album Copper Blue, and at the age of 35, I've gotten into this record in a very adolescent way, almost like embarrassingly so, where it's just like it's just hitting me in the stomach, you know. Yeah. feels good.
Getting the stomach feels.
Yeah.
Some good copper stomach feels. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't lick too much copper. You will get some stomach feels. But no, this is a great record, and you were even saying, like, oftentimes Sugar is overlooked because this is a project from a former member of Husker Du, and usually people just pay attention to that act. Yeah. And this one's been kind of maligned or overlooked over the last couple of years, which is a shame because it's fantastic.
What's ironic, though, is it was really, really appreciated in the UK, I think, because they only had two studio albums, but both of them were put out on Creation Records. I think that helped a lot. Both of them were top 10 albums in the UK. This was went in at 10, and the second one went in at 7. That's impressive.
That is very impressive.
A very American-sounding old rock band.
Yeah. And
at the time when a lot of people bought CDs, right?
And I believe, unless I'm mistaken, that this was either in the top five or was the number one record of the year from NME.
It was their record of the year for 1992.
Okay,